This week on The Marquee, we've got a daring detective and things that go bump in the night. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, for the fourth consecutive October, another Paranormal Activity film is being discovered. Continuing the trend of creative titles, this one is aptly named Paranormal Activity 4. The latest installment not only makes use of camcorders and security cameras, but now also tells the horrifying story through webcams. What will they think of next?
Oh, it scares me just to think about it. Well, meanwhile, in Alex Cross, Tyler Perry takes on the role once held by Morgan Freeman, playing a Detroit detective who's assigned to track a crazed killer. In all my years of reading James Patterson's Alex Cross novels, I can't say that I ever pictured Tyler Perry in the role. But really, Perry's casting is just one of this film's multitude of missteps.
Opening at the Gateway, Led Zeppelin Celebration Day finally arrives in theaters nearly 5 years after the tribute concert they headlined to honor their friend and producer, Ahmet Ertegun. Original bandmates John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant return, while Jason Boham, the son of their late drummer John Boham, joins their ranks to play 16 of the band's greatest hits.
In the animated adventure Toys in the Attic, an army of discarded old toys sets out to save one of their friends after she's doll-napped and taken to the land of evil. It sounds an awful lot like Toy Story, but the film's Czech roots guarantee a darker story.
Head Games follows former WWE wrestler and Harvard graduate Christopher Nowinski as he explores the consequences of concussions in today's sporting world. Steve James of Hoop Dreams directs.
Well, this week's pick is a tough one for me. In fact, I'm going to take a pass on this week's new releases and recommend Ben Affleck's Argo instead.
I'm going to pass on this week's releases as well. Paranormal Activity 4 should entertain horror fans, but both Argo and Sinister are better choices.
Or if this week's theatrical releases don't have you racing to theaters, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. The beloved animals from Central Park Zoo are still trying to get back home. After making their way to Europe, they join a struggling traveling circus in hopes of getting a contract that brings them back to the States. Though it's much goofier than the average Pixar movie, the lovable characters and gorgeous animation make it a fun-filled choice for family movie night.
Chernobyl Diaries is your typical found footage film with a Russian twist. A group of college kids takes an unsanctioned tour of Chernobyl, the site of the disastrous nuclear incident back in 1986. As they explore the deserted ruins of the city, they quickly find out that they are not alone.
Director Wes Anderson's delightfully droll Moonrise Kingdom tells the story of a pair of teen runaways and the band of misfits who set out to bring them back home. With its geeky sense of humor and its oddly endearing characters, this grainy, old-school tale of young love is one of the distinctive director's most lovable adventures yet.
There are bad movies and then there are bad movies. That's My Boy, starring Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg, definitely falls into the latter category, and is my front-runner to be named the worst film of 2012. D-list co-stars including Vanilla Ice, Todd Bridges, and New York Jets coach Rex Ryan only make things worse. Susan Sarandon and James Caan show up as well to mark all-time career lows for the pair.
Well, in case you haven't already endured enough election year drama, you can pick up the controversial documentary 2016, Obama's America, which examines where our country may be in 4 years if President Obama wins next month's election.
And finally this week, don't miss some of the latest old favorites to arrive on Blu-ray, including Pete's Dragon, the Santa Claus trilogy starring Tim Allen, and James Cameron's Avatar 3D, which is finally available without the purchase of a Panasonic HDTV or Blu-ray player.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Though I enjoyed the family-friendly comedy of Madagascar 3, Moonrise Kingdom is one of those odd little flicks that I can, and most likely will, watch over and over again.
Moonrise Kingdom easily gets my recommendation this week as well. It's not my favorite Wes Anderson film, but this is still a very quirky, sweet, and funny picture with some very endearing performances.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the grand and elaborate return of the Wachowskis. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.